the hitting coach of the San Francisco Giants. That is Alonzo Powell, and he is a local kid, Lincoln High School, and a great, great, great story. I got a lot of things to do with him. Alonzo Powell, how is it feeling being home?
Oh, it's outstanding to be home. You know, it's something that, you know, I've been looking forward to all offseason. It's been a dream come true to officially now be a coach at home in San Francisco.
You know, I did a show years ago with Joe Garagiola, and he signed with the hometown St. Louis Cardinals. And his advice was, don't ever sign with the hometown team, because when you're at home, people drive you crazy.
Well, you know, you do have some distractions, but, you know, they're good. You know, I have a lot of people that that care about me here, that want to see me have success, and so I'm going to look at it that way and try to enjoy it that way. But I'm very happy to be back home and to be a Giant again.
Alonzo Powell joins us. Give us a little of the background for folks who don't know, haven't heard you on my show before, and growing up here in the Bay Area, and a little bit of your high school and college days.
Well, you know, I grew up in the Ingleside area of San Francisco by San Francisco State College. You know, I went to Lincoln High School, had a pretty good career at Lincoln, played football also, and then I originally got signed by the Giants in 1983, and spent 3 years and two and a half years in the organization, and then I got traded to Montreal, and it took me 32 years to get back.
Montreal, what was that like?
Well, it was awesome. You know, for me, the trade, you know, at first, you know, I thought it was devastating, you know, leaving San Francisco, but, you know, I got with the organization who traded for me, who wanted me in their organization. And it ended up being professionally the best thing that ever happened. You know, Montreal was a great city, you know, great fans, you know, we had good teams, and, you know, sad to see Montreal not in in Major League Baseball right now.
Yeah, Rusty Staub just passed away, and of course, he learned how to speak French. He really loved Montreal. Did you get into the culture of it at all?
Well, you know, I wasn't really there that long, but, you know, at the times I was there, you know, I did learn a little bit of French. The fans were outstanding, got into hockey. I live right down the street from the fabulous Forum, and got to go see some hockey games. But, you know, it's a great city, great town, and hopefully they get baseball back in the future.
Yeah, I think if they get a stadium, that Olympic Stadium never quite made it for baseball. I think that was a problem.
Yeah, that's true. You know, they had a lot of issues with the stadium, trying to get the roof on it, and then when the Canadian dollar went bad, you know, the attendance went down. But, you know, I think all the signs say that they're going to get another team, and hopefully they can get a nice stadium, hopefully downtown somewhere where they could be behind the team and have the financial capability to support the team.
Yeah, brother, you're right about the economics. The dollar has a lot to do with it. When I grew up in Miami, we had the Montreal Royals that would come down. That was the Dodger farm system and Tommy Lasorda and people like that. So it's a great history in Montreal.
Yes, it is. You know, great history, you know, great players. You know, when I was there, it was, you know, Tim Wallach, you know, Andre Dawson, Tim Raines, Galarraga, you know, Randy Johnson kind of came up there at the end, and before he got traded to Seattle, you know, great history. We had a great farm team, and, you know, those teams in the 90s were pretty good. You know, then the strike unfortunately got them, and then they had to disband the team and trade everybody. You know, and they were right. The joke was Montreal was the farm system to the major leagues.
Yeah, very good. Boy, good timeline. This man knows his history. I'm impressed. Very good, Alonzo. Very good. Your professional career has taken you all over the place.
Yes, it has. You know, I played a lot of winter ball in South America, which ended up being helpful. Ended up playing in Japan for 7 years, and that was a wonderful experience. You know, I had some success there, and every time I see Ichiro, you know, he gives me a hard time because we're kind of forever linked in Japanese baseball history. We're the only two players to win 3 consecutive batting championships in each league at the same time. So, you know, I had a great time in Japan. The fans were wonderful. And, you know, it was a big part of my career, and it kind of helped led me into coaching. And, you know, so far everything's been pretty good, and, you know, it was a great experience.
You know, it's funny, two things about Ichiro. One, Kenny Maka was his hero. And Maka, of course, managed the A's, and Ichiro was playing for Seattle. And Ichiro would come up to Maka and say, I had your poster in my bedroom.
Yeah, he's from, because Maka recommended me. McKinney to go to the Dragons, the team that I played for. And Ichiro grew up in a small area outside of the city that I played in, Nagoya, and he would always tell me that Shinichi was his favorite team. Now I just wish Shinichi would have drafted him, and I got to play with him. Maybe we could have won a couple championships while I was there.
What a pleasure to visit with Alonzo Pell. America and baseball and Japan, how about that connection? How baseball is such a part of Japanese culture. Why do you think Japanese took to baseball so much?
Well, you know, they from what I understand, they took up baseball in like the 1930s, 1940s, and they fell in love with baseball. I mean, high school baseball there is unbelievable. They have two tournaments, and it's kind of like a NCAA tournament type deal where teams from all over Japan, they play a knockout, and the last team standing wins the spring championship, and then they have a big summer championship. It's on TV nationwide, and you know, they love their baseball. You know, I played in Nagoya. We averaged about 45,000 fans a night. You know, you go to the Tokyo Dome and play the Tokyo Giants, and they average 56,000 a night. You know, they love baseball. Great atmosphere. You know, the fans are rocking from the batting practice until the last pitch of the game.
And it's a Japanese culture of teamwork, and no one's bigger than the team and all that, and that's what America sold with baseball.
Exactly right. You know, it's the team first, you know, that you do anything you can to help the team win, and you know, that's the way they play, you know, in Japan. You know, it's a great brand of baseball. You know, I always said if you gave the Japanese teams, you know, their all-stars and all of their players, and you gave them another 25, 30 players for a farm system, they'd be very competitive.
Very good. Well, pleasure to have you on. We'll talk hitting again, but I wanted to learn more about the man. As Filippo Lu says, show me the man first, then the players. So I appreciate having you on.
Thanks for having me, Marty.
Very good. That's Alonzo Powell. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.